Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star. Every Tuesday on the Nerds Review Network. Grab a taco, take a seat, pop a burrito, it's gonna get deep.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday. We appreciate you coming.
Welcome, Taco Tuesday.
Yay. Today's a very important episode.
Very. It's gonna make us or break us.
That's right. Today we decide if we continue doing the show after tragedy happened in our family.
Terrible tragedy.
Terrible tragedy. I was playing Fortnite and I was logged off in the middle of my match and I was down to the final two people. I was going to win and then I got disconnected.
He says he got disconnected.
And then what happened next? I killed my entire family. Oh, goddamn, I spoke too much.
The feds are listening. What are you doing?
Are they listening? Oh, man. True crime is like really popular. So we're going to be a true crime show from now on.
True crimes are popular among housewives. Yeah, correct.
Oh, they are very true. Very true amongst housewives. It's funny because I think housewives want to know how the husband's going to get away with it so they can wash their backs. Because it's always the husband killing the wife. So
every time.
Every time. I don't know of one where the wife kills the husband. Not that I know of. I haven't seen one. So have you seen one?
No. What all? We said where the wife kills the husband?
Yeah. Like a true crime. Like because they always, all those documentaries. Don't we call one of the wife killing the husband?
Not off the top of my
head. Actually, you know what? I just watched one on Netflix. The fuck am I talking about? It's called Cyanide and Curry. Yeah.
Cyanide and Curry, huh?
Yeah. It happened in India where this woman marries she marries into a fairly wealthy family. And an Indian wealth family is like low middle class in America. And she lied to everyone, said she has like a master's degree and she's a doctor. She never was. So anytime a family member went to go check, she would kill him.
Oh, fantastic.
Just fuck him. And then she made a mistake one time and killed a baby. She was trying to poison an adult and with cyanide. And like a three-year-old decided, I'm going to drink this instead. She's like, oh, no, oh, too late. Oh, fuck it. That baby's dead.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep. And she was offered everybody. If the husband said something about her, here, drink this. Oh, thanks, honey. Oh, dead. Hey, the uncle says something. Hey, try my curry. Thanks. Dead. And I'm like, how are you motherfuckers not catching on yet? And none of them caught on. They just wouldn't catch on. People just keep dying in the family. And it's,
she must have been a really nice lady.
Maybe nice hand jobs. I don't know.
Hand jobs for everyone.
Yeah. It's just, yeah.
What if that was happened instead of the death?
Just hand jobs?
Hand jobs.
Like they kept like secrets tight because she just kept them hand jobs?
Just kept giving them hand jobs. Oh, that's you caught it? Me. Here's a hand job.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, all right, I'll keep my mouth shut. Thank you.
That's yeah. Best hand jobs in India.
It's funny because when they're like, and she married into a wealthy family. Then you see their stuff and you're like, yo, first of all, that's dirt poor. Like, what are we talking about? What's wealth in India? Like,
right. It's an empty house. There's no furniture.
I mean, it just, the house looked like, it belonged to, one of those hermits a hoarder, Like the house never got taken care of, nothing. It was a big house, but I was like, this is not wealthy. I don't know what this is. Again,
like I said, this is not what I think of when I think of wealth.
Yeah. But India is different.
What are we doing here, India? Be better.
India has like 20 million people, like one little city. Like they're like China, man. They overpopulate. They have nothing to do, I guess. So, I guess what they do is they fuck, and that's what they do. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, China has laws too. Like, you can have only one girl, but you can have two boys. Like, China's super strict. Like,
what happens if you have a second girl?
They adopted out to Madonna, I think. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
They just
happy thoughts.
Yeah, they call America. You need any more girls, Chinese girls?
You think they're killing them?
They fucking probably become like,
oh, you know what? They probably find out what the sex of the baby is before it's born
and abort it.
That's fucked up.
That could be. It could be China's Crazy women. It's like how women are seen as less, like so much less that they're like, we need less of you bitches. Like, so yeah, maybe they're scared a woman will like uprise and take over. Nah, I ain't scared of that shit. We ain't scared of that shit here either.
Yeah.
A woman's always trying to run for president, and we laugh and we laugh. Like, you can't be president. Like, the anything, highest you can be is like a CEO of like a tampon company.
Anything a man can do, a woman can do better, is what they say.
Can they? I watched the WNBA. Them bitches be lying.
Like, I mean, it's a prime example right there.
Well, you know what they'll tell you, though? They could do it better in their own league.
Yeah, still, like, still. WNBA is a prime example. I think we've already shit on the WNBA on our show, haven't we?
I think all sports are a prime example. Oh, they could take the best women's tennis player in the world and the best men's will smash them.
Well, the most like news, like the like main news weekly or whatever that's been popping up in the last couple of years has been the WNBA, though.
Oh, yeah.
We want to
yeah.
make as much as LeBron James. Yeah, well, yeah. You need to be putting up LeBron James numbers there, hey, baby.
You need to be filling stadiums, yo. What are you talking about? Yeah, they just before the season started, they were saying that players were like, "We need to get more of that jersey money." First, who the fuck? I never seen somebody walk around with WNBA jersey on. Not in my life.
No shit.
Not in my life.
At one point, I forgot the WNBA existed.
Yeah, no, people still forget. At one point,
I'm like, "Oh, they're like, oh, NBA or WNBA player." I said, "They're still the WNBA." I thought you they were what? Just playing overseas now.
You know what's hilarious? So like. I popped in NBA 2K and I was like, I'm gonna play NBA. And I was like, you know what? I've never played a WNBA game on this. So I'm like, I'm gonna play a WNBA game on this. Yeah. Yeah.
2K no. has an option for the WNBA.
Oh, yeah. They do. And the thing is, the whole thing is jump shots, everything. Cause layups are like, look like a 3-year old doing a layup. Like they just,
oh, I bet.
Oh, it's just horrendous. It's horrendous.
I bet they look up at the board and everything.
Oh, it's yeah, no, it's all bad, bro. It's all.
Don't get me wrong. Games. There's a handful of WNBA players out there that are amusing. A handful.
Oh no, there's some damn good WNBA players, but they still don't attract the crowd. That's just it.
That's what I'm saying. There's a handful of amusing. Yeah. I'm not talking about skill. I'm talking about like fun to watch because that's why you watch NBA. You don't watch it for like, well, I mean, I guess you could say you watch it for the skill, but I mean, you watch it for the sick crossover, do a spin and fucking slam that shit. That's like literally, you know, what you're watching it for.
The NBA is like football, though. It's very like you root for your team, like for your city, you know, like even if you don't even fucking care about football, you're still somewhat of a fan. Oh, yeah, I'm a fan of the Raiders. Really? Yeah, man. I love Oakland. Bro, they're in Vegas. Oh, really? Yeah, I'm still a fan. Okay. Cool.
But like, even the most trash NBA or NFL teams have good plays. That's what you watch it for.
Oh yeah, I mean that's just it. It's no matter what, of course. Even
I mean,
even
I don't
the
see nobody being
a
diehard WNBA fan talking about watch WNBA. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that crossover alley-oop last night?
What was I'm saying? Like
the Lakers game?
No, it's not fun to watch.
And the Las Vegas Aces. Or they lowered the rims finally?
The Nevada Sparks or some shit.
No, that's the LA Sparks.
LA Sparks or some shit.
LA
you know
Sparks.
I mean? It's like I've gone to a couple of WNBA games like years ago.
You lost the bet. I got you.
And no, it was just free tickets. Like fuck it, we'll go.
No, I'm just
and I'm just sitting there like, oh, you guys couldn't pay me to sit here and watch this.
Yo, I went to the very
even
first,
intoxicated.
I went to the very first ever Sacramento Monarchs WNBA game.
That's who I saw was the Monarchs.
Yeah. Let me tell you how sad the WNBA is. That team won a championship and closed doors after that championship because nobody went to go watch. Oh,
terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me. I mean, I don't know if it's improved since the last time I've gone. I doubt it. But, like, I'm just there. It's almost like I'm at a high school basketball game.
Oh, no, it's even worse than that. It's even worse. And that's the sad part. It's even worse than that, man.
And, like, it's just no, to me, like, I said, don't get me wrong, ladies. Like, I'm not saying y'all don't have skills or nothing. So don't come
they ain't
for
listening.
Me.
Don't worry about
don't
it.
Don't fucking come for me. Come I'm for just who? Saying it's, I mean, you could come for me.
Oh, I mean, wait a second. This is true crime?
but it's just not entertaining to watch. I don't know what you guys can do to make it more entertaining. To be
you
honest
can't.
With you.
You can't. I don't care what they can. I always said they should lower the rim by a foot. They should bring the 3-point line in to high school level 3-point line. And that's all you could do. Other than that,
Oh, but then they I don't know if there'd be outrage from the women or no, if there would be outrage
because
we could do it just like the men. Yeah, you guys ain't dunking like that shit, bro.
That's just what it is. It's no put everything back. We're just as good as men. Yo, you can have your own thing. Baseball, they don't play baseball in college. They play softball. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not the same. Like, what are you doing? Like, anyway, that's enough. We always harp on them like once every like 10 episodes.
somehow we shit on the WNBA. It just comes into the conversation.
He's coming back about that. You know how the NBA has like halftime shows or like sometimes they're like legitimate rappers show up.
Yeah.
Like I watched one recently and it was Little John. Like he did a halftime show. Then I saw Young MC did a halftime, like all these like well-known that had like these two or three hits. You know, even that won't attract you to WNBA games. Like, no joke. Like, if they said, hey, yo, let's say Outkast is doing a reunion at the, you know, LA Sparks, Atlanta, whatever game.
I'm telling you, you couldn't get nobody to sit there to watch the portion of that game to get to
just to get to the halftime show.
Like,
yeah,
it's wild. Like,
the sad part is that they'd pack it and after halftime, it'd be empty.
Empty. Even if they could get enough people to go there for a free concert, just paying the $40 ticket to get in. Oh, after my minute and a half fucking halftime show, everybody left.
Should be like at most $12 a ticket. At most.
It's wild, like, man. It's wild.
You know what they should do, honestly? All tickets should be like $30, but it's first come, first serve. Get a good seat if you can. That's it.
That'll
entice people to come to the games. I would probably check
same
out.
Price, all tickets,
bucks.
All tickets, same price. Just show up if you want a good seat.
Yeah, that's it. Like
fucking courtside.
The courtside.
$30.
Like, and just like saying the dumbest shit. Oh, you missed that shit, bitch. I can
just talking shit, just drinking beers. What the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is this?
I would go watch it. I would go for $30 courtside. Are you even a woman? Goddamn. Yeah.
You're not even a woman. You're worse than that.
Shit.
Back to the kitchen. So, yeah, that's
they brick it. Go make me a sandwich, bitch.
I don't know. It's Taco
never
Tuesday,
allowed
man.
Back. It's just never allowed back in the stadium at all. Banned for life.
Well, there's that one NBA player. I don't know if you probably didn't know, but the playoffs last year, WNBA, he came to a game. He sat in the front row, and he ended up putting a towel over his head. And
oh, then, nobody would leave him alone. He was the attention the whole time he was there.
Yeah,
I think
and
I know
he
what
was like
about.
Taking a nap or whatever, and then they kicked him out and said, "You can't come any more games." And he's like, "I give a fuck."
It's a fucking WNBA game.
Like, yo, I made more in this, like, sitting here money wise than you guys are making five seasons.
Like, no shit. He's like, they paid me to be here. But fine, whatever, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah. Wow.
I was here to help y'all out. But you know what?
Yeah. I don't think there'll ever be a successful women's league ever. It just doesn't matter what they try. There's a professional soccer league.
I like watching volleyball.
But it's never going to be successful. You know what I mean? But I know why, but it's never going to be successful.
It's successful in my eyes.
Maybe if they started a women's kickball league and then they wore like what the volleyball players wear.
Now we're going to lingerie football.
Yeah, you know what? Even that wasn't successful.
It wasn't.
And the crazy part about that is the women were hot.
Like, and they were taking hits too.
And they were playing legit football. Like
fucking
legit
taking hits,
football.
Bro.
You know? And they were, I would say every 7 out of 10 of them were smoke shows, but they were fucking playing some ball. Like,
I don't think kickball would do anything either because, you know,
so
I don't think there'd be any hot chicks playing kickball. It'd be all the butches.
Yeah, it's true. It's like I said, it's tough.
And roller derby.
You can't do professional women's sports because men watch sports and men don't give a fuck about watching women play sports. They don't because they know it's inferior. Like, I'm not going to watch that shit. Like, because all men can watch sports and go, I could probably do better than that. even when we're watching the NBA, we're like, oh, that fool's a clown. I could have fucking made that.
I would have
like,
made that shot in my sleep.
Exactly. Oh,
350 man. Pound fucking overweight diabetic ass. I could have hit that.
Could have hit that shot. God, you dumb bitch. Yeah.
I would have made it across the court quicker than that. Shit.
Yep. That's it right there. That's it. Hey, what's the taco of the day? What do you got for me?
No, we haven't done taco today in a while. I wasn't prepared for this.
It's because we had a guest the last couple of shows, and he wasn't interested in talking tacos. He was interested in talking gay Wolverine. So that was a big thing to him. You know,
gay Wolverine, Canadian COVID.
You guys watch Queer Eye? What the You asking us if we watch Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? Like, no, we don't,
my
bro.
Favorite primetime television show right there.
Like, yeah, like, I don't
Do you
think
listen
I've
to
ever...
the show? Do we look like, do we sound like we watch Queer Eye?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he watches WNBA.
No shit.
Yeah.
He's a season ticket holder.
Yo, my name's Big P. What does that mean? Yo, you know, dog. Like,
it's a season ticket holder for three different WNBA teams.
For three different teams. he has WNBA league pass. That shit don't exist.
That's it. How many teams are in Cali? Season ticket holder of all of them.
Yeah,
every single
what?
One. I think
That's
there's like three.
Question. There's only one now. There's only one.
Oh, there's only one?
Only one now.
Is it
there
the
used
Sparks?
To be like
Just
three
the
or some shit. Yeah, only LA. Only
okay.
LA.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, the NBA teams, so they basically support the WNBA teams.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So whatever city they're in, that local team, and the Lakers are basically paying for the fucking Sparks.
Lakers. So we at Cali, we have Lakers, Clippers, Warriors, Kings. So it's four.
That's all. Yep. That's all. Yep,
we're missing three WNBA teams, man.
We are
or
missing
they were like, fuck that. We ain't paying for the other
yeah,
two teams.
Fuck,
like,
that.
Fuck that.
No joke. That's
we
what
ain't
the,
sponsoring a training camp.
That's, yo, that's what the Maloofs said. The Maloofs, the old Kings owners, were like, oh, we want something? That's nice. Shut it down. Shut it down.
You're bleeding. You're bleeding too much money.
You
bleed it's a
away
bleeding
too
appendage.
Much money, and we're already fucking losing money. We can't have this shit.
We won a championship, and we're still negative. What the fuck is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, seriously. Like, yo, we can't.
That's
have
the
this
reason
shit.
Why. That's the reason why the Kings never got a new arena. Is the Monarchs' fault?
The fucking Monarchs was fucking siphoning all the money, and them Loose like, we gotta sell this shit.
Shit,
we ain't selling enough Carl's Jr. hamburgers.
Fuck.
Oh,
goddamn
man.
Monarchs. That's why we're stuck at Arco Arena for so long.
Fuck yeah. They never got the chance to play in the new shit. Like, oh well. Too bad for them. So sad. So sad. All right. Taco of the day. I'm going to go with, let's go taco of the day. It's going to be nasty, but hey, you know what? Tuna fish taco of the day. All right. That sounds kind of odd.
As nasty as it sounds, I mean, if tuna fish is, it tastes like fish.
I think it depends.
So it could be like a fish taco. Because
well,
you could do like
thing.
A cod taco. It just
when,
tastes fishy.
Well, not that. When I go to Jersey Mike's and I get the tuna sandwich, I get it in a wrap. Same shit.
So it's a tortilla?
Shit. Yeah, tortilla wrap. So same shit.
That's wild.
And it tastes phenomenal.
That's fucking wild.
It tastes phenomenal. Well, what is
I was,
the bread?
I was backing you for 0.5 seconds.
No, but what is the bread? What
I've
is the
never
bread
had
do
it
for you?
I'm sorry, but I've never had tuna fish in a tortilla. I was just going to go with it and be like, you know, I've done a cod taco, just throw some lime
well,
on it.
Well, cod
whatever.
Taco
fish
is different.
Is fish.
Cod taco is different. Yeah,
fish
it's different.
Is fish.
Because
it's
fried.
Fish.
It's fried
fish
and it's good.
Fish is fish.
Fish is, well, fish is
rice
not fish.
Is rice.
Not, well, that's true. Rice is rice. Good call on that one. Good call on that one. Rice is rice.
I was going to back you, but then you told me you actually went on ahead and enjoyed a tuna fish burrito.
A tuna fish burrito, basically. Yeah. Tuna. Had onions, lettuce, and you know how they throw in like the vinegar on top of
I'm
that
walking
shit?
Away from the show.
Oh,
I can't.
So good.
Yeah. You're a mass murderer behind closed doors.
I'm committing a
bitch.
Crime. Come jerk me off.
Anyway, my taco of the day, I was going to go on some wild side too. I was going to do a taco with tater tots in it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Tater tots. Throw some tater tots. Because, you know,
that.
they put French fries
in
burritos.
All right. Yeah.
So
that's
let's do, bad. We'll do like a breakfast taco. We're going to do tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of some chorizo.
Okay.
Chorizo.
And how about
chorizo.
Some diced up like eggs? Like
yep.
Scrambled mm-hmm. eggs. Yep.
Diced up scrambled.
Oh, yeah,
and then we're
going to
top
good.
It off. We're going to top it off with a little Cholula.
Okay. Cholula's
and some
good.
Goat cheese, baby.
Oh, we're going goat. Wow.
Goat cheese. This is a fancy breakfast taco.
That's a fucking, some fucking fine dining India type of
somebody
rich man
fucking
shit.
$15.97 for a pack of those.
Now I'm thinking about true crime. Fuck. Could you imagine like someone has a gun to your head? I'm going to kill you, bitch. And you reach down his pants. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, you know what? You're saved.
Chirk, chirk,
you're
chirk,
saved.
Chirk, 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 chirk. Oh, God. I mean, to be honest with you,
then
if
the crime
I
is,
had...
No, the crime is you just assaulted him sexually. He's like, I'm calling the cops,
that'd be
bitch.
So good. That'd be so good. This bitch was about to kill me, and then I jerked him off, and somehow I'm in jail for sexual assault.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, I was violated. And,
I
like,
didn't expect
what?
It to go this far.
I broke into his house, put a gun to his head, and
he
fucking
jerked
me off. Oh, my God. My whole life is turned upside down.
I don't know. I don't know where to go from here.
What am
I don't know.
Do?
I don't know. Every time I my wife reaches for my pants, I scream.
I scream. Oh, no, bitch. I put a gun to your head. then he's found dead. He shot himself in the head. Ah. With his dick in his hand.
With his dick in his hand. What a wild turn.
He was trying to save his own life. He couldn't do it.
He said, no. No, I can't. Not no more. I can't look at my penis the same with a hand on it.
Exactly. You're fucking traumatized for life. Ah, true crack.
Well, thank you for joining us on Taco Tuesday.
We appreciate it.
We gave you a taco. We took a big shit on the WNBA again. We
sure did. Yep.
And if you learned anything from today, if you're ever in a desperate situation, give out a hand job.
Give a hand job. Doesn't matter the situation, give a hand job.
The tables could totally turn and you could ruin somebody's day.
Yes. Or you could make someone's day.
It's true.
Could go both ways. Could go. Remember though, I guess when a woman tries to kill you, then what do you do?
Offer her a finger job?
No, I say just fight back and kill the bitch. Anyway, that's a sharp one. That's Taco Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.